Mr. Dave Champagne. Dave, welcome into the golf shop.
How are we doing, guys?
Man, doing great. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Big week coming up this week. Good stuff. How's the course looking? Are we going to be in for a treat firm and fast? What do we got?
You know, the golf course is awesome right now. We're actually just out there walking around a little bit, talking to our superintendent, and we're definitely firmer and faster than we have been in years past. Even a couple of the players have made comments saying they haven't seen this place quite as fast in recent years. We kind of got out of a bad weather pattern in June where you had the most rainfall in almost history. And then July has been great so far. And like I said, the golf course is great. The grounds crews put a lot of hard work and effort into getting the golf course ready. And they're obviously very good at what they do. And I think everyone will be pleased with what they see on TV.
Now, any fundamental changes to the course? I mean, since the last time we saw it?
No. Golf course hasn't been touched in years. It's the same, pretty much.
All right, well, then my question for you is, for those of us who won't be able to make it there and our listeners, where should we watch for the carnage? Where will the carnage happen? I want to know where all the excitement's going to be this weekend.
You know, obviously, our signature hole number 16, a.k.a. the monster, if you will, 667-yard par 5. And believe it or not, with given the conditions that we have, you might actually see some of the longer hitters go for it in two. I know that sounds crazy. But if they can hit a tee shot down the right center of the fairway and carry it a little bit over 300 yards, there's a huge downslope that you can get close to another, I'd say, almost 100 yards roll, and some of the guys will elect to go for it in two. Now, I would think most of them would not, but it's definitely a great hole and should provide a lot of excitement, especially coming down the stretch.
Now, to go for it in two, though, requires more than, I mean, just, you know, a long game and accuracy. Will it require some special wind, or you think on any given?
Yeah, it's. I mean, traditionally with that, you know, the typical wind pattern that we have here, if it's normal, it'll play slightly downwind. And again, with the firm, fast conditions that we have, some of the players will be able to get it down to the bottom of the hill, I would think, and have a shot to go for it too. Now, even if they do have a reachable yardage in, I will say the green's very narrow back to front, and you don't want to hit it long. I know with the rough around the greens, it's pretty healthy right now, so it's not going to leave you with, you know, a guaranteed up and down, that's for sure. And there's definitely trouble lurking with water in front.
All right, so last year, Rory McIlroy, four rounds in the 60s, 265, 15 under. Are you taking the over or the under on 15 under this year?
By the way, I just want to go on record and say the golf course isn't that easy. We play it every day, and we're amazed at some of the scores that we see them shoot year in and year out. I think it'll be right about the same, to be honest with you. Traditionally, it's right around 14, 15. I think Adam Scott got it to 17 the one year he won it. So it's usually right around that score, I would think. And you know, with the weather forecast that we do have, the scoring conditions are going to be ideal. It's supposed to be high 70s and sunny pretty much the whole week with low winds. So, you know, I wouldn't doubt to see it get up to 15, 16, or 17 this year.
Wow. So you're telling me four rounds, give you some mulligans, a few red tees, and a couple of throws, and you got 15 under?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Maybe a few more mulligans.
Well, all right, so back to Mark's original hypothesis. If I gave you 12, you would take the over?
I would take the over.
Wow. See, I love that. As a fan, I love watching those tournaments. I want to see these guys scoring on the weekend.
Yep. Yeah, and the PGA Tour, they set the golf course up how they want to, and I think they have, you know, a certain number that they want to get to pretty close here and there. And usually, believe it or not, it comes out to right around that score. So, and given that they're going to go to major conditions, obviously, next week at Whistling Straits, it would be a lot on the players to grow the rough out quite so much and make it as hard as possible.
Oh yeah, well we got Michael Riley coming on from Whistling Straits next, and he's going to break it down for us there. But you know, but the thing I enjoy about Firestone is it's one of those golf courses where if you hit good shots, you're able to make birdies and get it under par. If
Absolutely.
You don't hit it where you're supposed to, it's not incredibly penal, but it still gives you a great opportunity to make a five or six bogey or double bogey.
Sure, there's only water on two holes, and it's a pretty straightforward golf course. I mean, you know, I will say from the back tees, it's 7,400 yards, par 70, so it's one of the longest non-major courses they have on tour. So again, my point being, I don't think it's that easy. But you're right, it's pretty straightforward. It's narrow, it's tree lined. So if you're not driving the ball well, sure, you can struggle. But it does reward good shots if you can get, you know, your tee ball in the fairway and put yourself in good position to hit a second shot, you know, where you want to place it on the green. Greens are running perfect right now. They're probably up around 12.5, and they're pretty firm and fast. So, you know, placement off the fairway is going to be key.
All right, of the guys you're looking at in the field currently, tell me about whose game seems to match up well with the course, in your opinion.
I think it favors the longer hitters a little bit. There are some of the par fours that if you can hit it a certain distance, carry it a certain distance, like I said, you can hit big downslopes and get 40, 50, 60 yards of roll, where some of the players that don't hit it as far might not get to those downslopes and cross slopes as well. And, you know, so I think someone who's driving it well all week is certainly going to perform well.
So you're not going to give me a name at all. It's just you and I, and if we had $1,000 and we were going to split it, and
I like Jason Day this week, Dustin Johnson. You know, both seem to be playing well. They both hit a long way, and I know, you know, in the majors they've played recently, they've both driven it well, and I think, again, that's key out here. So I look for those two to play pretty well this week.
Not a real courageous pick, but okay.
No, exactly. I didn't go too far out of the box on that one. I know.
Don't overlook one of my favorites who also hits it a long way, Brooks Koepka.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you've been looking for Brooks to get something done here. I've been waiting for Henrik Stenson to get something done.
That's true. All right. Again, we're on with a head golf professional out of Firestone, Dave Champagne. And Dave, you know, when you start looking at out there watching your members, giving lessons, seeing the everyday play, what are still some of the biggest mistakes that we see our amateurs making these days?
I don't see them practicing the short game nearly enough.
We hear that a lot, putting especially.
You know, honestly, I mean, you watch these guys practice, and they are on that chipping green and putting green for hours. Yes, of course, they're hitting balls, but they're putting so much time and effort into their short game, hitting bunker shots and so forth. And you see that when they're out there playing. You see how many times they get up and down when they're not hitting it well, and yet you don't always see that, you know, from your members or amateurs. I can have a member come walk into my office and say, you know, I hit 13 greens today and had 4 or 5 three putts, and I can look out the window, and 2 minutes later, he's down hitting balls.
Well, hey, so, you know, I can have 34 putts with the best of them.
Yeah.
But I also think that
we can all do that.
I think what people fail to understand, too, is you're talking about the best players in the world who play on golf courses with the best conditions. You know, mm-hmm. So the greens are always rolling fast and pretty true, other than Chambers Bay, maybe. The bunkers are all really consistent. The fairways are all cut low. The conditions are as pristine as you can get.
Absolutely.
And these guys still spend that much time working on getting the ball up and down, whereas, you know, I'm not throwing my guys under the bus, but, I mean, you know, we're not playing on PGA Tour conditions week in and week out,
right.
And we don't practice that stuff enough.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can save a lot of shots around the greens. And the best players in the world, they're not going to go out and hit every shot perfect. Nobody does.
So you have not discovered the secret to dealing with that guy who comes up and just insists on taking lessons with his driver.
Well, I'll certainly mention it.
I mean, it happens.
Well, we can pay attention to our short game.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think people find more enjoyment out of hitting balls. You know, just to spend an hour on the putting green, sure, it can probably get a little bit monotonous here and there, but if you want to get better, it's crucial.
Yeah, they might find more enjoyment on the golf course if they didn't spend so much time on the range.
Going down.
Right.
So, you know, is there a point where you maybe just want to grab that guy's clubs and just maybe leave his putter and say, here, take this and go and see me in an hour? Or, you know, I mean, he might get mad, but, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right?
I might suggest it.
But that's what it would come down to. I mean, to force that guy to go do it. Hey, you know, you just had 34 putts. I'm going to take all your clubs. Here's 2 balls and a putter. Go have fun.
Sure, yeah. Or sometimes if they come in and talk about, you know, how many three putts they had or how bad they're putting, I say, well, you know what, let's go take a look right now.
Well, all right, Dave, you guys are part of Club Corps, and you have weddings and events and outings and all kinds of stuff. Are there ways for, like, the average Joe to come out and you know, ply their trade with you guys out of Firestone?
Everything, even though we do have, you know, outside events and weddings and so forth, everything's got to go through a member sponsor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means you can't just show up, Mike.
Yeah,
I might be able to pull a string for you, Mike.
There you go.
My uncle, who was an executive at Shawmut, which became Fleet Bank, had a member sponsor out there, and he used to just come home and brag and brag and brag about the days he spent at Firestone. And I've had to listen to that for the better part of 40 years, and I've not ever been out.
It's not a bad place to spend your time.
Of course, if you go to Akron, you have some playability out there, maybe on one of the courses.
You know, there's a ton of good golf around here, and a ton of good golf courses up in the Cleveland area as well.
I'm talking about the university in Akron.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they get to play out there once or twice, don't they?
Yeah, a couple times a year. This is their home course.
So you guys didn't suffer through the maladies of the winter that we had here on the Mid-Atlantic. I mean, you had a very typical winter with, you know, the snow-covered course all winter, and it turned out just fine?
Our golf courses actually came out of the winter better this year than they have in years past.
Wow.
We had a blanket of snow cover for probably about a good month and a half that, you know, insulates the golf course, really. It doesn't have any exposure to the wind or real super cold temperatures. So, I mean, we were tickled pink when we saw the golf courses early in the spring. And we aerate the golf courses late in the fall. So if we do have a poor winter and a bad spring, it suffers, and the greens take a little bit longer to heal in. But, I mean, they came back fast this year, and the golf courses were good early, and the members were all raving about them. So, yeah, we're ready to go.
All right, well, awesome, Dave. We look forward to a great WGC Bridgestone. Thanks for coming on with us, and we'll see what happens over the weekend, and, you know, and see if that, you know, those dark horses that you picked show up on the top of the leaderboard.
Carnage on 16.
Right. even if they win, I won't look like a genius, right?
Exactly. All right, thanks
a lot. Well, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right,
take care.
Thanks a lot.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Dave Champagne, head golf professional out at Firestone.
Yeah, not a real risk taker, then, no, Mr. Champagne.
No. Neither was I. Brooks Koepka. I'm still waiting for him. He's getting